Yes. It's great to have all our mothers in the house. We know some people may be off with their moms. And this morning, of course, you're going to get blessed because Christy gets to bring the word. And she's always nervous. I don't know why, because she does so much better than I do. So it's going to be a great morning. But she's got some stuff for the moms that we're going to give out. What do you got for them? The girls have it in the back. If you're a mom, raise your hand. If you've had a child, raise your hand. If you've had a miscarriage, you've had a child. So you're a mother too, and we don't want to miss you. So here's something for you. And next week, just to let you know, because Chrissy's going to take over next week, because Chloe's getting married. I've asked Brother Jason to bring the word next Sunday morning, so you'll get to hear Brother Jason next Sunday morning. And we should have plenty to give out. Tara's still in the back with her hand raised. Awesome, awesome. All moms, did you get something this morning? Can we give our moms a hand clap for all that they do? If your mom is not in church with you this morning, hopefully you have a good relationship. Give her a call and let her know how much you love her today. Don't forget to do that. Now, without further ado, I turn it over to First Lady.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yes, it's true. I don't know why I get nervous. I just think it's the enemy that always tries to mess with me on this day to get me all riled up, you know. But that's okay. God is good. All the time. All right, we're going to go to the Lord with prayer before we even start all this. Lord, we just give this morning to you. I pray that you open our heart, you open our ears to hear what you have to say to us this morning. Holy Spirit, you're welcome into this place. Just come and fill us and help renew us this morning. Lord, we just thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we all say, amen. Okay, so you're going to have to bear with me this morning because I had like a bunch of object lessons. And y'all who know me, I was a children's church pastor for a while, so that's my thing I do. I try to bring object lessons into it, and I couldn't just pick one. I could not let one go, so I'm like, you know what, Lord, we're just going to throw it all in, and then he's going to help make sense of it all. So my message, it's been changed multiple times, but I finally decided to do making each moment count, making each moment count. We're going to kind of jump around, so just bear with me, okay? Just go on this ride with me. All right, Chloe, I need you as my volunteer this morning. Come on up here, because we got a couple of things we're going to do. All right. Let's get this. Come on up to the stage, babe. Okay, thank you. Hold that. All right. Now, this is not a big chain, but it's, you know, it's an object lesson. So just imagine this big chain, okay? The devil does not give you this whole chain. Say, here, I'm ready to bound you up. I'm ready. I want you to be my slave. He's not going to just give you this whole thing. Because if he gave you this whole thing, what are you going to do? I don't want all that. I don't think so. All right, that's not how the enemy works. All right, this is what he does. He starts, y'all better remember this one's broke, but we're going to pretend it's not. He starts with one link, all right? And he gets you to do a sin. Let's think of a sin. Lie, all right? That's a little white lie. It's not that bad. It's not big. He gives you that one link, and you hang on to that, and you do a little bit. You might feel bad, you know, but then he moves up. Now, I couldn't find a medium one, so we're just going to pretend this is a medium size. Let's link up here, sister. So then he maybe gets you to do another bad sin, whatever it is. Disobey your parents, all of us mamas out there. Disobey your parents. You got an attitude. You're being rebellious, right? You're giving in to that rebellion, all right? It's not that bad, you know. Well, then, here we go. Here comes another one. What's another sin? My mind's going blank. Using the Lord's name in vain, all right? maybe steal a little something here or there. And before you know it, let me find my end. You're going to have to help me. Before you know it, one link turns to another link. Will that fit? Let's go the other route. Other end here. All right. Turns into another link that turns into another link. And before you know it, I'm about to break the thing up here. You're getting bound and you're bound and you don't even recognize it because it comes on you slowly. And that's how the enemy is. He takes one link on you, the next link, and the next link. All right, I'm done with you. Thank you, baby girl. All right, we're going to just set this here for just keep it in your mind about those links. All right. Now, James 1:14-15 says, temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful action, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. All right? That's what this means right here. So those actions go from I'm perfectly fine to death. Now, let's take another look. Did I have another verse? No. Now, let's take another look in a different light, all right? A different way. Now, we're going to go. I'm going to bring my notes in here. Y'all going to have to bear with me because I'm kind of juggling. I was trying to find the best way to do this. So, let's take a look at these bricks. They represent moments. Each moment. Each moment you decided to make a decision. Now, the decision, a moment means, the definition of a moment is a very short period of time. So it only takes a very short period of time for a moment to happen, okay? So you're walking along, do-do-do-do-do, I'm just living my life, I'm all good, and then and these don't all have to be bad moments, you know? Let's not do that one yet. Where's my, like we started with the thing. I might do a little bit of lying, all right? I might do a little bit of disobeying my parents, you know? I'm in school, maybe. Where's my school? I'm in school, all right? And I'm trying to be the cool kid on the block, you know? But then maybe here comes some drugs in my life because of friends who have influenced me. All right, then I'm old enough and I'm getting a job and I'm working, all right? And then, here comes Dayton. He's the love of my life. He's the one I'm going to be with forever. Not until the Lord gets a hold of you. Anyway, y'all can laugh. It's okay. It's okay. You know, and then you think you're doing good and here comes, you know, you're getting college and then your boyfriend maybe cheat on you, you know. All these things are bricks and moments in your life until the one moment that can change everything. And that moment is when I decided, we'll put him at the top, to follow Jesus. When I decided to follow Jesus, that's when everything changes. Now I'm going to get back up here so I don't lose my notes and I don't get off track here. All right? These are moments in life, of course, until the last one, everything changes. Your life, you're living your moment for not just yourself or selfish desires, but you're making every moment for Jesus after that. Every moment are different after that, okay? Sometimes that journey changes overnight. Have y'all seen those people who get saved and it's like a complete change in that person? I mean, their countenance change. They're actually doing reels now of Jesus glow-ups, which are awesome, where they show a picture of them before Jesus, and they're dark and sad and depression and everything. And then it literally shows, I mean, you could literally see the light of Jesus in their life. It's pretty cool. I should have put that on there. I should have done some videos of that. But anywho, too many object lessons. Anywho, so sometimes it can take time for God to work the things in our life out, learning to see in a different light, which is the light of God. So then the Lord upgrades you and gives you some glasses that helps you see clearly. It helps you when you actually open the Word of God, you start to see things in a whole new light. It's like, wow, this is actually speaking to me. It's changing me. Now, before, I just read it with my own eyes. And me, I'm nothing. But with God, I can see my life, my world, my family's life, my relationships, my job, my college, my everything completely different. It's completely different. You let the Holy Spirit start to lead your moments. How do we go through the wall that you've built up? How do you work out your salvation? Let's go to Philippians 2:12. It says, "Dear friends, you have always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I'm away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear." The old version says fear and trembling. Now, some things in life are going to be easy to let go of and give to God. Lying might be an easy one. I never want to lie again. I know that's a sin. I never want to do that again. I never want to cuss again. I lay that down. I never want to cuss. You know, some things in life might be really easy, but there's going to be some things in life that you're going to let go. Though it's going to be hard, but you may let it go, but a lot of times what do, Jason? We go back and we pick it back up, right? We pick it back up. And it's hard. We're constantly, I'm going to do this. I just happen to obey my parents, but, you know, I'm going to obey my parents. I'm going to be good. I'm going to do right. I'm not going to be rebellious. I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to make good grades, whatever. But then the enemy rises up and we pick it back up, all right? This could be drugs. This could be whatever thing that you're dealing with. That moment you made that decision, that is like linked into your life. And sometimes it is hard to let go of that sin or that moment or that situation. It's hard to let go of that dating or those friends or that job, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes you have to move jobs because it's not always in the right place. You might make less money, but it might be a better place for you. That's why you got to wear your glasses. Your spiritual glasses, like Brother Jason tells us sometimes, he used to tell us, we're going to be good Bereans this morning, and we're going to look at the Word of God, and we're going to let it study and approve us. Okay. Some things in your life you need to crush. Come on, Sean, get up here and help me out. You get to crush so that you never pick it back up. He's like, yes, I get to crush something, all right? In church. All right, you have to crush the things in life that are holding you back. Do not keep picking it up. You have to break it. You have to put it under the blood of Jesus, and you have to say no more in the name of Jesus. I'm a child of God, and I'm moving forward. Now, you don't get a big brick. You only get a small one because I didn't want to make too much of a mess. So we're going to do like a little quick... So whatever this is in your life, whatever it is, you put the name on this. I left it blank. So whatever it is in your life that's holding you back, that's saying, that's keeping you from moving forward with Christ. Is this good enough, Sean? You think you can handle that? Okay. All right. Just don't hurt anybody or yourself. Just don't hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, I didn't know. Go for it. You men know. All right. This is an issue. This is an issue. Yes, there we go. When it's crushed, you can't pick that back up unless you're willing to pick up all these little pieces. You're done now. Give me the hammer. Let it go. You crush those things. Now, some of these, and Jason, you're going to like this. This was my favorite part when it came to me. All right. Some of these can be used to build an altar. Y'all gonna have to bear with me. I might just get a little bit of preach on this morning. Not just any altar. But what? Can someone finish that sentence for me? We're gonna build an altar of praise. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to the one and only Him, His name, Jesus. I think about Noah and everything he went through. What was the first thing he did when he came out of the ark? Anybody knows? He built an altar of praise. He says, God, I'm going to listen to you. God, I'm going to obey you. God, I'm going to read your word. I'm going to do your word. I'm going to crush the things in my life that are holding me back. I'm going to turn everything into an altar of praise. So when I look back on my life and the trials come and the rain comes, I'm not going to see all of that. But I'm going to see an altar here and an altar here and an altar here. And it's going to remind me when I went and I laid my head before the Lord and I says, God, I give it to you. God, I praise you. God, I worship you through this storm, through my fear, through my anxiety, through my health issue, through my finances, through my family, through my marriage. It's yours, God. Those are my altars of praise. What decisions are you going to start making in your life that will alter your moments? God help us not to be distracted by what the enemy throws at us. Whether it's a link, whether it's a brick, whatever he's trying to throw at you. Those moments, because there's moments you're going through every day, your moments. I always tell my girls, the moment you put your feet on the floor, you have choices to make. You're going to make the right choice. You make a wrong choice. You're going to do good today. You're going to do bad today. It's up to you. You get to choose. God's not twisting your arm and going to make you be something that you don't want to be. You got to be it for Jesus. So God, help us start making decisions to alter our moments for you. God, help us to not be distracted by what the enemy throws at us. Help us to be focused on the God moments in my life. Makes me think of the story of when Jesus went to pray in the garden. God, help me not to be like the disciples and fall asleep. Help me to stay focused on you on each step that I take. Let's go to Psalms 37, 23 through 24. It says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Not only when things are bad. He delights in everything. Every moment. He never left. He was always there. Even before you decided to follow Christ, he never left. He was always there, but he delights in every detail of our lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Whose hand are you holding on to this morning? I want my Heavenly Father there by my side. Lord, we do not want to be satisfied with our first encounter with you. But God, help us to push into the next encounter and the next encounter to help grow our faith. There are times in life that you have to let some things die in your life. Right here, let it die to move forward with God. Prune us, oh God. God is not just looking for the next title and the next Sunday school teacher. He's not looking just for the next youth pastor. He's not looking for the next worship pastor. No, he's looking for a man or a woman of God who is after the heart of God, like David. 1 Samuel 13, 14. But now your kingdom must end, for the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. The Lord has already appointed him to be the leader of his people. You need to start saying, I get to read my Bible, not that I have to. Lord, I get to be in church, not that I have to. God, I want to be a part of a church that is on fire for Jesus and the things of Jesus. Lord, if there is something that offends the heart of God, then don't do it. Why are we doing it? If it offends him, let it die. Just because the world, the flesh, Facebook, TikTok, all those things want you to do it, do not do what hurts the heart of God. Be hungry for God and the things of God. Start unhooking those chains. Start breaking those bricks in your life. Let this be your prayer. Psalms 139, 23, 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and leads me along the path of everlasting. So this morning, I encourage you, seek after the heart of God. Know him. Every day, just push through what the enemy tries to throw at you. Push through what the world tries to throw at you. It's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. I'm going to go ahead and let you know now. But the deal is we know the end of the story. We know who writes the end and that we're the winners. The devil's a loser and he's stupid, okay? We can all say that. The devil is dumb and stupid, and we can call him all the bad names in the book, all right? But Jesus, he is our overcomer. He is our peace that passes all understanding. He's our redeemer. He's our comforter. He's our counselor. He's that hand that I'm holding on to this morning. Everyone, just bow your heads. Lord, I pray for every person that's here this morning, whatever they're struggling with, whatever the enemy is trying to bear down on them and put pressure in their life. God, I pray that they will run to you and they will start building their altar. And that altar will be like a fragrance of incense to you, Lord Jesus. And we will just worship you with our praise. God, even when it does not make sense, like Pastor's been preaching about lately, God, things do not make sense. I don't understand why these things are happening. Lord, they don't go by my rules. This is not how I planned it to be. But God, I'm trusting your will. I'm trusting your way. And through this, Father, I build my faith. Make me strong. Dig my roots deep so that when the wind and the rain comes, that I will not be tumbled over, Father. But I will lean onto your understanding and not my own. Lord, every person, every family, every trial that they're going through, Jesus, every child that's unsaved, God, right now in the name of Jesus, just move upon these hearts. Lord, we thank you for your hand and your mercy on us. We just ask you to just move right now. Just wait before the Lord. You get too much in a hurry. Sometimes it's just good to stop and listen to hear his voice. God, I pray you open our ears this morning. Help us to not be blinded. But God, help us to put those spiritual glasses on that we can start to see things the way you see things, Father. Search my heart, oh God. Lord, I want to be a woman after your own heart, like David was, a man. I want to honor you with my praises. I want to honor you with our time. Lord, it's a privilege to get to be in the house of the Lord. And we thank you for that privilege. Help us to not take lightly what we have, Lord Jesus. And every family here that's represented, God, move upon them and help them to see the changes they need to make, the steps they need to take, Father, to change our heart. Thank you for your love and your forgiveness. God, we couldn't do it without that. We are so imperfect. But God, through you, you make us new, like we learned this morning. Make us a new creation. For every day we become new. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. If there's anything that you want prayer with, come and see me after church. I'll be glad to be that. The Bible says when two or three or more gather together in his name, he's there in the midst. So I'm always open. My door is always open to agree with you and pray with you. to just know that I'm always here and that I care and love each and every one of you. And I pray that God just moves upon your life this morning.
Maybe you're a mom here this morning, you need prayer. We don't want to leave. There's no rush. Believe me, the restaurants are already full, so there's no rush. Maybe you want to pray. Maybe you need to pray for a child or somebody like that, or you're going through something. I'd like Christy to be able to pray for you this morning, so we're going to give you a moment here. If you'd like to, just step up here at the front. Nobody's looking at you, judging. We're not making any decisions. Maybe you're not a mom and you need prayer. Step on up here. We'll pray with you. But let's just take a moment here, and let's just give you an opportunity, especially the moms. Do you have something you need prayer for this morning? Because it's difficult. I understand. You know, you go through life, and you do everything you can in your power. But sometimes, you know, you're just not strong enough. It takes God to do it. It takes other people with you to do it with you. Maybe there's some things that you need broke in your life this morning. Don't leave this place without it being broke, okay? Don't leave this place. So if you have something, step up here. Father, we just thank you. Again, we thank you for an opportunity to come into the presence of the Most High God. Lord, the presence of the Most High God, Lord, as David would say, Lord, you go before us, Lord. You go before us and you protect us, Lord. And so, Father, this morning, Lord, we ask that you go before us this morning. You protect us, Lord. Father, we pray for blessings upon these families that are in this house this morning. Those who are visiting with us and worshiping with us online this morning. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch, that you'll move on their lives, God, that your Holy Spirit will just shadow over them in everything that they do, Lord. Lord, that your steps, that our steps will be ordered by you, God. You said the steps of the godly are ordered or directed by you, God. Lord, all the things that we do in our lives, Lord, and we think that we have control, we think we are in control, we're not in control. We are humans living in a supernatural world. Father, you are the one who parted the Red Sea. Lord, you are the one who shut the mouths of the lions. Lord, you are the one who, when the Hebrew children walked into the fiery furnace, Lord, they did not die. They did not die, but they instead walked out and they said, even if our God does not save us, we're not going to bow down and worship. So, Father, we want to take a step here. We want to take a stand this morning, God, against the things of the enemy. As Christy was saying, the enemy comes in seeking who he can devour. He comes in as a roaring lion, like he thinks he is something. But Lord, we serve the Lion of Judah, and our God's not dead. He's alive. You are alive, God. Lord, it is your resurrection that makes things different. It's your resurrection because death no longer has a sting. The grave no longer has victory, but instead we have victory in Jesus. We have victory in the resurrection, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. For God, you said, I have to send my son for salvation. I have to send my son to be the substitute for your sins. And he came and he died and he hung on a cross. Lord, his hands and his feet were pierced and his side was pierced, Lord, with a spear. But Lord, on that third day, he was resurrected. He raised himself from the dead because you are the author of life. You are the one who brought the curse. You put the curse of death upon us because of sin. But you gave us a way of escape, and that was through Jesus Christ. And Lord, this morning we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, any person in this place, any person within the sound of my voice that has not made that personal relationship, Lord, has not made it a foundation of their life, Lord. Or Lord, if they have walked away or they've backed away or they've turned away from you, God, that they will turn towards you, Lord, and they will realize that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. And Lord, if there's nothing else that we can do in our life, we can turn ourselves over to you. And when we turn ourselves over to you, God, you change things. I didn't say you make things great. I didn't say you make us rich, but you change things because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That's what your scripture says, Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, we pray and we bind up, Lord, the sins, the temptations, Lord, the addictions in the name of Jesus, for you are the only one who can correct that, to truly correct that, Lord. Lord, we don't have to walk through life saying, oh, I am this. I am a drunk. I am an alcoholic. I am a drug user. Instead, we can say, no, I am a child of the King, and I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. I have overcome. And Lord, one day when you come for us, we will be prepared for you. You said, will you find any faith when you return, Lord? Lord, as long as we're here, we say there's going to be faith in the land. There's going to be faith in the land. So Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you this morning for what you're doing in our lives. We praise you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. He is worthy to be praised and adored. Hallelujah. As we're about to close out the service this morning, something in my reading this week was so powerful. And we read Psalm 23 a lot. Psalm 25 says, oh Lord, I give my life to you. I trust you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. Do we like to read Psalm 23? Because it's sweet. But he's saying, hey, I do not want to let my enemies disgrace me. Do not let them rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced. But disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. This is what I love. What Christy was just talking about. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. We do. We walk around our rebellious sin. We remember everybody else's rebellious sin. We go, oh yeah, we remember that person. Jason, if you went back home to Pennsylvania, you'd have some people, I remember him. His name was Jake. I remember him. But we say, Lord, do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love. Hey, when you get married, everything that that person has done, do you look at that and go, well, they're horrible, I'm marrying them? No, you go, oh, I'm so in love. They've never done anything wrong. I don't ever remember one little thing they've done wrong. That is our God, that unfailing love. For you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. What Christy was saying this morning, hey, we can build out of those rocks, we can build an altar of praise, a sacrifice of praise to the Lord. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. Oh, you think you're all that in a bag of chips? You better get over it, because he leads the humble. He doesn't lead those who've got it all put together. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his demands. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Now, this is David, who is a man after God's own heart, who Christy just read about a second ago in her scriptures there in 1 Samuel. He says, for honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. He's like, Lord, I want to give you honor for all the sins you've forgiven. I'm going to tell everybody you've forgiven my sins, all that I've done. And he did a lot. He had somebody murdered. He slept with somebody he's not supposed to be sleeping with. A lot of things happen. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. A friend that sticks closer to the brother. That's what the Bible says. He teaches them his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemy. Don't think that you got to go back to this stuff, for the Lord rescues you from that. Turn to me and have mercy, for I'm alone and in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Come on now, somebody this week, maybe your problems went from bad to worse. You're like, well, that went bad to worse. Hey, you know what? He is the one. He's the one who saves you. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. Here David's saying, forgive my sins again. He says this a few times. So if you've had to ask for God for forgiveness a few times, David did too. Just to let you know. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hate me. Protect me. Rescue my life from them. Do not let them Let me be disgraced, for in you I take refuge. See, here's the thing. When you are a child of the King of Kings, when you're a son or daughter of the King of Kings, you cannot be disgraced, for the covering comes from the King. The covering comes from the King, his name, who he is. The only person who can disgrace you is the King himself. It's the only one. Only the King can disgrace you, because only the King can say, you're no longer my child. You're no longer worthy. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. O God, ransom Israel from all its troubles. This is King David. This is you. Because when Jesus died, when he was buried, he was resurrected, guess what? You now have an opportunity to become a child of the King. And if you've made him the Lord of your life, you are a child of the King. And you get to stand just as the prodigal son came back home and the robe was put on him. Didn't matter anymore. Why? Because the father said, no, you are my son. You are my son. Come back in. Let's have a party. Praise God. Thank you, everybody, for being here online, being here today. Don't forget, tonight, we'll still have prayer at 5 o'clock. If you can make it, I understand you may be eating and...